Since this Shabbos is Erev Rosh Chodesh, we read a special Haftorah called Mochar Chodesh. We have already discussed the meaning of this Haftorah on Parshas Bereishis, which also was Erev Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, even though we don't read the regular Parsha this week, I'm going to discuss the connection between the regular Haftorah that we normally would read if it had not been Erev Rosh Chodesh and Parshas Mishpatim. The regular Haftorah is in Yirmiyahu, chapter 34, and in the beginning it deals with the fact that the Jewish people had promised to send their slaves free after 6 years as the Torah prescribes, and they actually did it, and then they reneged, and they took back their slaves. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns them because of this, they are going to go into exile and be at the mercy of the nations of the world. It also mentions that this mitzvah of sending away slaves was already given in Mitzrayim. This is found in the Medrash, by Tzadeinu B'nei Yisrael, Moshe and Aaron are commanded concerning the Jewish people. The Medrash says that that command was the fact that they would have to send slaves away after 6 years. It was important for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give this mitzvah in Egypt while they still were slaves, so they could feel the plight of the slave and understand why it was important to fulfill this mitzvah. The simple connection between the Parsha and the Haftorah is this mitzvah of sending away slaves, which is the beginning of the Parsha and the theme of most of the Haftorah. However, there's a deeper connection, that is that Seder Mishpatim is the Seder of the Bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made on the giving of the Torah. Yisrael speaks of how God gave us the Torah and how we accepted it, but Mishpatim delineates more the covenant that was made at the giving of the Torah, and how Moshe Rabbeinu made the sacrifices and sprinkled the blood on the Jewish people in order to bring them into this bris. And in the end of the Haftorah, it mentions also the bris of Torim, lo brisi yom v'layla. If it wouldn't be for the bris that I commanded you day and night, and it also hints to the bris of Mila too, then the world wouldn't exist. Now, in the beginning of this Sedra, also in the beginning of the Haftorah, it also mentions the fact that Yirmiyahu made a bris with, or Tzidkiyahu, the king, made a bris with the people that they should send away their slaves, and the idea of sending away slaves also was a bris. We find this concept of bris by sending away slaves, by sacrifices, by bris mila, the bris of Eretz Yisrael, which is also mentioned in the Parsha. And the bris of Shabbos is also mentioned. The idea of a bris is a covenant, means a connection that is beyond reason and logic, that is an intrinsic connection between us and Hashem, and that we are created in God's image, and the whole foundation of Mishpatim is based on the Ohavta L'Reacha Kamocha, Reacha B'Torah Mitzvah, since we have a connection to all other Jews through Torah and Mitzvahs, and that also connects us to God and makes us the sublime image of God. Therefore, we have to treat each other with great respect and with fairness. And that's also the idea of why a Jew can never be really a slave. Only his work can be subjugated, but his intrinsic essence can't be subjugated to another, since he's subjugated to God. And that's why sending away the slave is reminiscent of the Exodus from Egypt. It represents our freedom to be God's slaves. And also, the fact that it's done at the end of 6 years, in the seventh year, is a hint to the creation of the world, and the fact that God is the one who made his bris with the world and is intrinsically connected to the world. And therefore, when we abrogate these covenants, we lose that specialness that makes us different than the nations of the world, and therefore we are subjugated to them and come under their power and go into exile. and the various covenants that were made throughout history was the covenant of God and the world in the rainbow, the covenant with Avraham Avinu and his descendants of circumcision, Bris Milah, the covenant of Eretz Israel, the covenant of the sacrifices, the covenant of the Torah, and the covenant of sending away the slaves. All of these things represent God's intrinsic connection first to the world through the rainbow, that he will not destroy the world again, through God's connection to the Jewish people in body, and to the Jewish people as a nation in their land, the connection to the Jewish people in the fact that they can become closer to God through the sacrifices, and the covenant that is the Torah, which connects us body, soul, spirit to the Ribbono Shel Olam and to the world, and unites us together. And then the covenant of sending away slaves, which shows that we are God's slaves, and this itself is the foundation of redemption, to be freed from all other subjugation and to be subjugated only to God. And therefore, this was a command that was given at the very outset of the creation, where God commanded Moshe concerning Paro and concerning the Jewish people, concerning the foundation of the redemption itself. And there's one last bris, that was the bris made with the house of David, that they would be the kings. And this is mentioned at the end of the Haftorah, and it also is the theme of the Haftorah that we in fact read on this Shabbos, Machar Chodesh, the bris that Hashem made with David HaMelech, and the fact that Yonah's son, Shaul's son, recognized that. And it's by keeping all of these brisos that we attach ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam in such a way that that attachment will be eternal, both in this world and in the next world.